You're listening to Native Fest series featuring Indigenous artists, musicians, and writers throughout Native country.
Hi, Steve Primo from Mille Lacs, Band of Ojibwe, graphic designer, artist. We grew up back and forth in the city, in Minneapolis. I went to public schools in Minneapolis, but we always drove back to Mille Lacs and did big drum ceremonies and Medellin and just going back and forth. Now I live close to the res, not on the res, but I work on the res, and, you know, help out as much as I can. Well, I used to teach. I taught at Hardy-Year Survival School. I taught in I worked with Minneapolis Public Schools. I was in Indian education for about 13 years. And one of the stories that keeps coming back, I was talking to the kids about it. You can go your own way and do your own thing, but you got to remember where you came from. There's a few Winnebago stories that talk about him changing into different things, a wolf, and, you know, and, different animals and things. But he always comes back to being Winnebago, being a Zinni. He changes into those things specifically to help, you know, natives, mm-hmm. you know, his tribe, the Ojibwe. And then he changes back once that help is attained, once what he needs to help out it has been attained, he changes back. And that's what's been, I guess, been fueling my passion for the arts. I can be an artist, or anybody can be a lawyer or a doctor, or, you know, a stand-up comedian. Mark was great this evening. But you come back to help your tribe, you know, and you change back. You know, you never really go away from that. If you know where your roots are, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta keep helping. So. Mm-hmm.
What kind of artist are you?
I'm pretty much what they, what artists call a representational artist. I make things look like real things, like a portrait of a person looks like the person, or a plant looks like a plant. And to go off of that, you have abstractionist, impressionist, and, you know, all the avenues of art. But I was influenced by Rembrandt and all the classics back in the day, and that's kind of what I'm leaning towards. Is that in, I think it was in sixth grade, we took a field trip to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, and I envisioned that these paintings were on the wall from these people, and they're the same way as when they left them, basically. So I thought, in my native way, I guess, these are their footprints. I mean, they're being cared for, and they're, you know, they're being sought after all these years, and I thought, shoot, I'd like to do that, you know, have my footprints cared for long after I'm gone. And I like painting. I enjoy oils, but I say painting. I love painting, but design work feeds the kids. I mean, you know, you get a job designing, and, you know, I get a steady job.
Words of encouragement.
First of all, if the interest is there, go for it. If you labor at your work, if you find it, you don't want to draw, you don't want to paint, you find it a labor, or you find it boring, then it's not for you. It has to be something that you love to do. Try to do the best you can with what you have. So,
Steve Primo from Mille Lacs.
This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.